So we want to bring in our next guest, talk a little bit about investing in this environment. Kevin Miller is Chief Executive Officer at Evaluator Funds. He joins us on the phone from Minneapolis. Kevin, nice to check in with you. How are you guys doing? And I'm curious what you're hearing from some of your investment base.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. We are getting having people reach out to us, wanting to know if now is the time to, throw in the towel, move out of equities, get into fix. Obviously, the last thing you want to do at this point in time. And we've been having some really good consultative type of telephone conversations and meetings. And I think once people have the opportunity to talk to someone, and they just want some reassurance is what they're looking for. I mean, we're sitting in a spot right now where if you have 15 or more years until you're going to spend your money saving for retirement, the S&P has never posted a negative return at the end of any 15-year period since 1929. So probabilities are pretty good that 15 years from now, the market's going to be higher than it is today. And so some of those things just need to be reverberated back to people.
But a lot can happen between today and those 15 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? And you think about the 15-year periods we've had before with World War IIs in those 15-year periods, and I mean, World Wars, excuse me, in those 15-year periods. And, but the point is I think when you're investing, you need to ask yourself, do you think the market can be higher at the time you're expected to start spending that money than it is today? And in today's environment, I think we're quite substantially oversold. And we see a light at the tunnel. It may not be for 12 to 15 months until we finally get a vaccine for this virus. But we see a quick turnaround. It's just now we're not going to recapture all the way to the top immediately. But, we may recapture 50 to 60% of our downstroke in a relatively short period of time, especially if we can get some treatments for those who are ill and carry us over until ultimately we get a vaccine for the virus on the marketplace.
And so, Kevin, is the case for ETFs the same as it's always been, just in terms of the cost basis and the breadth and the, to some extent, a little bit of set it and forget it in terms of, your ability to access a broad swath? Or does it change in a market like this, either owing to valuations or owing to market structure?
Yeah, with ETFs, we think ETFs are a decent place for the typical investor to go right now, just because we don't know how wounded some of these companies are, and to go in and pick an individual stock that the underlying financials of that company with how leveraged they are and what they've got going on could be pretty difficult to discern at this point in time, where an ETF could capture the participation of that company in the event it is a weaker company. The others could carry the performance. The next 3 months, we got to get through this. We're going to be getting some really tough news with regard to unemployment, and I think that's what the market was pricing in. But I think we get this behind us, we flatten that curve, we'll start looking good again. It's going to take a little while, but it's like I said, we see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right, but I respect what you're saying, because I do feel like, Jason and I, we've had some conversations with folks who are like, we'll get through this. It's time to buy big time. But it's going to take a while. And I do think you're right that it is all contingent on the number of cases going down and us getting a virus, because the expectations are that this is not just a one-time thing, that it will come back again, and that until we have an effective either vaccination or some other kind of treatment to deal with it, this is going to be something that weighs on society, and also certainly, of course, on financial markets.
Yeah, and that's uncertainty, right? And uncertainty.
Yeah.
Just drives the market crazy, and really that's what we're in the midst of. It's kind of like you wake up in the morning and you it's like, oh man, we got it, have the clouds haven't cleared yet, and
yeah.
But we're getting there, and I'm grateful that I live in this country where we have the medical professionals and facilities that we do, that if there's a country to be in to attack something like this, it's America. And so I do believe that the market could go lower than it is, but I think we've got the worst of it behind us as far as the downstroke. And if, you know, if someone is wanting to get in at this point in time, what I'd tell them is when you try to get in, you know, take money out of the fixed into the equities in a volatile market like this, identify how much you want to put in, put a third of it in now. And then if you get a retracement of 10% or a number that you're comfortable with, then be prepared to put another third in and then put the last third in. And I'd try to be fully in 6 months from now. I really would. I think you'd probably miss some of the recovery, but if by getting in now, at least a portion of your assets will participate that if and or when it takes place.
All right, good stuff. Thank you so much. Kevin Miller, CEO of eValuator Funds, joining us on the phone from Minneapolis.